الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The surah is Surah Al-Qadr. This is a very short surah. The surah normally we eat in Ramadan. We eat on the first of Ramadan. The Imam perhaps thinks it's Laylatul Qadr tonight. Then you definitely eat on the 27th of Ramadan. The Imam is saying to Jibreel alayhi salam that even if tonight is not Laylatul Qadr. When we went one time to England, I was amazed, like, I found different groups. In South Africa, you don't see so many different groups. In England, America, you see. So you're allowed to see how different people celebrate different nights. We saw one group of people, they celebrate a big night with what is called jalebi. So jalebi is bought. Boxes and boxes of jalebi. After the taraweeh, meaning everyone is forgiven. So you take your jalebi and go home and enjoy. So they'll have jalebi. The jalebi nights. For some people, it's a night of Quran. We found those people, they don't believe or they don't have this thing, it's the 27 nights. So they search for Laylatul Qadr every night. On the 21st, they're there. 22nd, they're there. 23rd, they're there. Every night, they're not leaving the masjid. Ask them, what are you doing here? He said, searching for Laylatul Qadr. They search every night. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala created one group. They knew in England, I said, I think this is a Gujarati group. But it could be others also. He said, this group is such, they got a deal with Jibreel alayhi salam. That you can go to everyone else any night of Ramadan. But our Laylatul Qadr only comes on 27th. It was like already known. They would stand up to say, today is Laylatul Qadr. Musallis, don't forget, tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Tonight whoever will spend in the path of Allah, Allah will give him so much. Everyone knew when Laylatul Qadr is. They are like a deal. Allah Tabarakala made it that he treats his slaves according to how we think of Allah. But it seems we are the laziest of the lazy. We got a deal. Laylatul Qadr, it can't come on 25th or 23rd or 21st because how many nights I must stay up the whole night? I'll wait for the 27th. 29th night would be nice for Laylatul Qadr because the Imam Sahib is finishing his khatam. But normally after the khatam again we want to have a party, so you rather come on the 27th. 27th is like only your night. The surah now, everyone knows the surah, Suratul Qadr, for that night. But we will end the surah where you will understand the surah which comes in Quran was not explaining the greatness of the night. The surah was using the greatness of the night to explain the greatness of Quran. The surah is not speaking of the greatness of the night. The surah is speaking about the greatness of Quran. But in what a unique manner. First, what happens is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes mention of certain people in the past. And then he makes mention of one person who worships Allah for 80 years. So a sahabi radiallahu anhu says that where will we match such people? 80 years. You are looking at over 1,000 months of ibadah. Continuous ibadah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. So Allah tabarak ta'ala explained to sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah has given you one night if you find one night. One night is more than 1,000 years. One night. Get the one night and you already made it. That part we all know. But the beginning of the surah, Inna anzalnahu. That let us describe Quran to you. This Quran, when it had to come down, it came down in the night of power. So the ulama write, whatever goodness was in the night of power, as Quran came down, it took all of that goodness. It is in the night of Qadr that decisions are made. It is in the night of Qadr that fortune is written. It is in the night of Qadr that a very low person can become very high. It is Qadr, it's the night of power, it is a night to be valued. So example, if you have any ingredient, and then someone takes something and he puts it, like you have an apple, you call it toffee apple. So first they melted that toffee. Then they took a normal apple and they put it inside the toffee. When they take out the apple, it's no longer called a normal apple. It now changes its name. It changed its taste. If someone says, I want toffee, you say, you rather take it with the apple. The toffee is by the apple. The night is hidden, but Quran is not hidden. It was a night of power. And in this night, Allah Tabarakallah lets Quran go through. So whatever the night had of goodness, Quran took it with it. And now Quran comes in front of me and you. And naturally it's called the night of value. Qadr is value. Qadr means power, Qadr means value. It's a night that everyone values. Even the sinner, he says, I'm waiting for Laylatul Qadr. Then you ask him, when is it? He says, I don't know. This Quran is saying that maybe you might find Laylatul Qadr, you might not find it. He says, I brought the night of power to you. I took it all within me and I'm sitting with it now. You will read me, your fortune will be made. You will read me, Sakina will descend. You will read me, levels of years and years and years of the ibadat of the people of the past. You will be able to take it in no time. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one can ever reach Almighty Allah with anything faster than that which has come directly from Allah. That is his speech, his Quran. Indeed, inna anzalnahu. Indeed, we have revealed this Quran in a night of power. It was that first part of the surah which was the highlight. That this Quran came through that night and it brought the value of the night to you. Laylatul Qadr we might all not find, but Quran, everyone will have. How a person will wait so long, if only I can find Laylatul Qadr, I will make this dua. Quran says, why wait? I got it with me now. It brought it. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will ever inform you what is the night of power? It is a night better than 1,000 months. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ. The angels, one angel is known as Ruh, the spirit. Some say it refers to Jibreel alayhi salam. Ulama write, this is a night in which a certain level of sakina descends. Ruh. What is ruh? Ruh, soul. That when there is soul there, everything happens. You take away the soul, everything is dead. Allah Tabarakallah describes man, yas'alunaka anir ruh. That people ask you, what is the ruh of man? Because they all want to know this ruh. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say to them, this ruh is a matter of your Allah. Meaning nothing to worry about much. You alive, the ruh was taken, you died. Even if you want to investigate the ruh, when it's coming time to come out, it's going to come out. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you'll see the man when dying, you will see his eye following. Because as his ruh is coming out, he's looking at its ruh. Many a person will die with his eyes open. He said, it's the ruh. Nothing to worry about. But there's another ruh. On this night, ruh comes. They say, such a spirit of Almighty Allah. It might be Jibreel alayhi salam. It might be something else. It is a night when it comes, this ruh. Ruh gives life again. A man who stands on the night and he finds Laylatul Qadr or it finds him, he gets life for the future. A deeni life has come into him. He gets life for the future. Next year is better than last year. You say, what happened to you? You say, I found ruh. I found spirit. I was a dead man walking. I thought I was alive. I was a dead man. The body was walking, I had no soul in me. And then on that night, soul descended and it touched me and it went in me. I got life. Allah Tabaraka Taala describes Quran.
وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَلْ
Allah Tabaraka Taala says, when we sent it down, we sent ruh. This Quran was described as ruh. That indeed we have sent to you a soul. An individual who is dead and he will read Quran. Just like how on that night a dead body. The body is living but there's no soul in it. We call it a dead body. Ruh comes on that night and it penetrates. That man's life changes. A dead man reading Quran. Dead man. Umar radiallahu anhu was that dead man. He read Quran. Ruh entered into him. Ruham min amri. The ruh from Almighty Allah's side. Ruh entered him and Umar radiallahu anhu became alive. Me and you are also dead. Our body works because we feed the body. Our soul is dead because we're not feeding it. Ruh. If we are allowed to take this ruh, it will come with so much of force. It will make this dead body alive. It will make the blind eye open. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have brought to you that which will open up the deaf ear, the blind eye, the closed heart. He said, I have brought to you Quran. Whoever will read Quran, and with a little extra effort, I want Quran to penetrate. Zamzam lima shuribala. Zamzam is for what you drink it. Some people only drink Zamzam just because they say, I reach here, I must drink Zamzam. Somebody else drinks Zamzam to give him strength. Somebody else makes a few du'as. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you drink Zamzam, Zamzam will do for you. It can do a lot. Quran. A man who reads Quran just so his salah takes place, salah will take place. A man who reads Quran so he gets sawab, he will get a lot of sawab. A man who reads Quran searching for hidayah, hidayah will come to him. A man who reads Quran to become alive again, Allah Tabaraka Taala says, we send down the water on a dead land, the dead land comes alive. Then Allah Tabaraka Taala says, we send down Quran. This Quran brings the dead land alive, it brings the dead hearts alive, ruh. May Allah Tabaraka Taala allow us to read Quran. This Inna Anzalnahu, the beginning of the surah, many people forget. The end of the surah, everyone knows. A night more valuable than 1,000 years, 1,000 months. Then we say a Quran. One verse of it more valuable than the entire world. One verse of it more valuable. However, it is a verse with meaning. It is a verse with meaning. Sahaba radiallahu anhu spread out in the world. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone wants to read Quran fresh, then take it from Abdullah bin Mas'ud. He made a mission in his life. Wherever he was, he must teach Quran. Must teach Quran. His habit was, people would come to him to learn Quran. The man would say, I learned from you yesterday. Can I read it? How much? One verse. The man would read to him one verse, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say, if only you know what this one verse is. He says, come, I'll show you something more valuable than this. And then he'll teach them another verse. You say, take this and go, nothing better than this, go. When you know it well, come back to me. The next day the man would come back one verse. He would read the one verse. He would say, you got it all. Come, I will show you something even better. And he will teach him one verse and say, go with this. You got it all. They would take the word, they would take the meaning, they would read it in salah. They would find that ruh which Allah Ta'ala wanted, with every verse of Quran would enter them. With Quran, they would be seeing Jannah, they would be seeing Jahannam. They would see the woman of Jannah, the pleasures of Jannah. In Quran was everything for them. Allah Tabaraka Taala allow this Quran will make us also The individual who makes his life like Quran. One man worshipped Almighty Allah for 80 years. The individual who becomes Ahlul Quran. In the Qabr he will find Quran. On the plains of Hashar he will find Quran. At the scales he will find Quran. He will not find 80 years of Ibadah. He will find Quran. There's a difference between Tilawat of Quran and Quran itself. There's a difference. One is Ibadah, my worship. One is Quran. This man will not find his Tilawat of Quran. He will find Quran. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who on that day will ever argue with Allah? He says, Quran will argue. Quran will argue. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين